Jesus, you are the greatest gift. Gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, the greatest.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them say it again. We're boom.
Gave his love.
on, somebody. Clap your hands. Give God your best right now. Come on, praise him in this place today. Let's talk Jesus here live on the Now Network. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And we dedicate. Okay, we got all kind of bounce going on here. Amen, amen. Can you hear me? Come on, somebody pray for Pastor tonight. Amen. We bind any distraction tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm still excited. Come on, praise him again. Oh, my God. No weapon formed against this broadcast will prosper. We thank God for you tonight. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our lives. And yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter big, small, what kind of sin is sin. Jesus can and will forgive your sins. He will heal your wounds, and he will change the whole direction of your life when you choose to follow him. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. And the moment I met Jesus, the moment you meet Jesus, you immediately have the privilege to do the most important thing you'll ever be able to do, and that's to tell somebody about his undying love, to tell somebody that his love was available to them, and to share that love with them in any kind of way you can. Yes, you can lead people to Christ, you may sow seeds, but our main responsibility is to share that the road of following him is open to all. Anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. When? Now. Amen. So welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. This first month, or the first 30 days of the season of 2019, is a little getting acquainted again session. We have new listeners, and we're always blessed that God has continued to increase here. But we always want to be in agreement and on the same page. Amen. We want to be in the same time zone. We want to be on the same level. So tonight we're going to talk about Jesus. Of course, that's what the name of the show is. Let's Talk Jesus. And yes, we're going to start in February inviting guests, and we'll have guests coming on in February that will be on a panel with me talking about Jesus. But tonight we're going to be just doing a little exploration. And we want to know that as we are fellowshipping with Jesus, and that as we are relating with Jesus, that it has to be in a certain time. That all the things that are all put together, they all equate to time. What time are you serving? Are you serving the time of a clock, or are you serving time of the Spirit? Are we actually holding ourselves accountable and disciplined to now focus on the time of God and not on the time of man? Yes, the time of man will always show a gratification if you're on time. The time of man will always show a good deed if you follow time. But in God's time, it's not a clock. It is the revelation knowledge of God's purpose. I know you say, how do we put time and purpose in? Well, if we read the Bible correctly, in 2 Peter chapter 3 is where we're going to begin tonight. And we are going to read the whole chapter. We're going to start at verse 1 and allow this familiarity of this word to sink in on each and every one of us. What are we talking about? Staying in God's time. And remember, God's time, there's a purpose. Beloved, verse 1, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which to stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you do not be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Watch this, talking about time. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded by water. But the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word. Watch this word. Reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day as is a thousand, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord, come on, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. You need to speak that to yourself right now. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that, this is the most important word of time, that all should come to repentance. See, when you're in God's time, it's a time that is lapsed by worldly time, because God is not slack. He is not lackadaisical. He is not forgetting his promises that all have the right to the tree of life. But for simplicity, he could have been in it this thing. He could have already made it his time. When? Now. But because he's given us an opportunity to make up some time. Oh, tell yourself today, I need to make up some time. Now watch what he says back in verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing. He didn't say five things, two things, three things. He said, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years. Now, you have to know he's talking to us, because years do not exist in heaven. Oh, my God. Years exist on earth. So you have to know this conversation is showing the differential in the time of heaven and the time of God. Watch this. Woo, my God, I'm about to spin on this. Do not forget this one thing. Come on, say one thing. That with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years. Do you know that for one day in God's time is a thousand years to mine? Oh, don't get discouraged. Oh, no, some people say I can't make it. I'll never achieve it. No. See, that is just the encouragement that I have a lot of work and a lot of ground and a lot of time to make up. Now, the time of the world, yes, if it's one now, it'll be 1:10 in a minute. And before you know it, it'll be two, then it'll be three, then it'll be four. And before you know it, that time is over. The time of the past is forgotten. It's over. It's completed. The only thing is we still let it affect us because we keep it in our now. Oh, that's going to catch up. But if the Lord is not slack, then why are we? See, his promises is that he is this. He sent his son, for the world. Not to entertain, not to buddy-buddy, not to kick it, but he sent his son to save the world. See, that's the whole purpose of this thing. This whole God's time is for saving the world. Now, if I'm conscious in this, I want to know if I want Jesus and I want to be with Jesus, I need to make up some time so I'm on whose time? Thank you, prophetess, for speaking that. I want to be on God's time. So now no longer can the way I make up time is I'm not running on earth trying to catch him up. I'm trying to leap
Earth's time and get into a dimensional time zone with God, where now it all adds up. Oh my God. That now I can see clearly. Remember Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything under this sun. He says it right there. He says, verse 1, to everything there is a season. When? Now. A time for every purpose under the sun. Read chapter 3, a time for this, a time for that. There's a time for everything. But you have to know when time all adds up, it's supposed to be according to the will of God. 14, 15 adds it up right there. You know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. He doesn't have to remake it because his time is final. My God. But our time seems off because we cannot see. We're on the wrong timeline. My God. You say, well, Pastor, what's a different timeline? All I know is going from left to right. Well, see, a left to right time will be a time that will end, but a horizontal time that goes from heaven to earth will never pass away. What did he say? Kingdom come, will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. Now, family, not tomorrow. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you now in your time. Oh, no, baby, I just want to wait. I just want to hold on. It's not my season. See, that's the good thing about it, is that it's not your call when your season is. God is the God of season. I'll tell you one thing. When we're really talking about Jesus, if we eliminate our own thoughts out of every occasion, every instant, every obstacle, we will really know what following God is, because you're following time. See, Ephesians tells us about a what? Predestined time? A time that's already been spoken, a time that's already been set, a time that's already been finished. Everything God has done is final. See, making up time is not going backwards. Making up time is going upwards. You are now vertically connecting with God and where? God's space, not my own space. See, when you seek those things which are above, remember Colossians chapter 3. If you have been risen with Christ, we got out of Galatians chapter 2 being crucified with Christ, because we know that when we're crucified with him, he now lives in us. But Colossians chapter 3 says, if you have been risen, get out the grave. Somebody's sitting out there still in the grave. Wait, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's still on the cross. He never said, get on the cross. He said, take up your cross. When? Now. See, because you know that you can, what? Kingdom come, that you can now will be done, that you can now have it where? On earth. I can have kingdom on earth right now in kingdom time. And in that time, let me tell you this, you better write this down right now. You better know that you have been chosen for time. Chosen for time. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to begin at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. What, you see that? See, we'd be thinking that's irrelevant to the scriptures. You have to know right there that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by what? The will of God. That's so encouraging. That's going to catch up to somebody in the spirit, but since it didn't, let me explain. Paul was not a killer. He was a murderer. He was the worst of the worst of the worst when it came to persecuting Jesus Christ. And not only just Jesus Christ, anybody affiliated with him. If you said you knew him, you were persecuted. If you said you liked him, you were persecuted. If you said you follow him, you're persecuted. If you say you just believe in him, you were persecuted. And guess who was the persecutor? Saul. In his own self. Yeah. He was churchy. Yes, he was religious. Yes, he was by the law. But he was not of God. Because to have God, God must what? Be in you. But all of that to say is, if he has a will for Paul, who used to be Saul, he has a will for me, who used to be. See, he can do it for him. He can do it for me. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. There's a little side note for somebody out there that said this message is just a good amen, but it's not for me. Let me change your perception right now. It is for you. God did it for all of us, so he can do it for you. And he'll do it for more when more of us start telling you he did it for us so he can do it for you. Not just so we can stand up, be shiny and new and talking a good good talk and a good Shabbat and a good this. But that we're truly holy and acceptable. Because see, he is the creator of everything. The Bible says in all things, by him, all things were created. Nothing was created without him. And watch this. You cannot live in a mysterious life. That's what we're talking about this morning. The verses of miraculous and mysterious. No, God is not a mysterious God. He is a miraculous God. Look at me. This is not mysterious. This is miraculous. Look at every miracle that he performed, every word he taught. It was a miraculous. It was nothing mysterious about it. It was those only that didn't have the same spirit. It was only the same, those people, watch this, that weren't in the same timeline as him, who could not understand what he was saying now because they thought it was later or they thought it was over. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and faithful in Jesus Christ. Go on and put your city on that. And are you faithful in Christ? See, some things you have to ask yourself when you're reading the Word of God. You know, I'm always saying read it for a familiarity, read it for understanding, read it for revelation, and read it for application. You must go to the Word of God intentional with those four areas, and some of us need more, but you need to go before the Lord asking him for each time you go in to what you want to come out with. And stop waiting on me to give a good word, but get your own good word. Oh, yes, believe me, there's always going to be somebody listening because God is going to continue to help me to help somebody out there that didn't know that they can get the same thing that I can. They can do better than I can when you put in the work. But you better know you are who you are by the will of God and not the will of yourself. And then you also have to know that you have been appointed because your faithfulness to Jesus. And then you have to know some other things come. Watch this. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now, that didn't say me. That didn't say just that man or that person or that degree. He says that blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in what? Christ, my God. Just as he chose us. Come on now. Don't write people off. Look, if you read this word and you really get into the revelation and the application of it, you see it always goes back to that you're nothing. I'm going to just let that hum there. Every time you think you something, you better tell yourself. Don't wait. Stop waiting for other people to say, girl, you acting wrong. Boy, you all out yourself. Tell yourself, I'm nothing. Don't even go there. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? Love. Having predestined. Do you know what a predestination is? That you've already been set. My God, that you've already been put in place in heaven. How do I get it? Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stop waiting for heaven, family. You can get heaven now. My God, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Are you seeing how important it is? That when you're talking about Jesus, trying to be like Jesus, trying to sound like, you better sound, get that sound of love, that you know now that you are out of the, I'm nothing. I got signs all over my house. little post-it notes. Nothing, nothing, especially in the mirror. That's going to catch up to somebody in a minute. I got a bunch of them in the mirror. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Oh, I got them on my closet. You ain't nothing. On shoe boxes. You ain't nothing. Now, that's not going to stop me from wearing my clothes and wearing my shoes, but guess what? All they are clothes and shoes. They're nothing, just like I'm nothing. Because it's, you know what? Because everything he did, family, he did it for us. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation. He said, wait a minute, the foundation of the world, it was not, it says that the world was void. Remember? That's before the foundation. It was void. It was nothing. It was just a void. And he chose us in him before that. That ought to be encouraging in two ways. And you're going to say, how'd you put this in there? Watch this. Okay, so if he chose us before the foundation of this world, would you say that us includes Adam? All right, I dial one if you have the answer to that. We'll bring you in a minute. But do you think that that us included Adam? Trick question, yes. Of course it did. Look, Adam didn't come until the world was formed. Adam was not created until the land was separated. Adam didn't come until there was water put in place. The first thing that was created was what? Come on, somebody. And come on, Bible scholars. What was the first thing that was created? Let there be light. See, you better know the importance of light. Because, see, where there's light, there's change. Where there's darkness, there's death. He said, let there be life. And then every word after, there was creation. So, just look at it at this point. This is what encourages me. He picked Adam, and this is, I have no proof of this, okay? I'm just going by what I know. A, what's the first letter in the alphabet? A, right? Okay. What's the last letter in the alphabet? Z. Okay. So, just in me thinking, if he chose us in him before the foundation of the earth, Adam was the guinea pig to get things started. And the only reason it wasn't Edward is because A came before E. The only reason it wasn't Shirley is because A came before S. The only reason it wasn't Tom is because A came. Now, I don't have no proof of this, but if you know alphabet and you know order, aren't you glad that you wasn't an A? What if your name started with an AC or an AB instead of an AD? You might have been the one that had to carry this. Watch this. Had to carry this load of sin. Just a little side note. Watch this. He, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. See, you ain't got to be blind to time no more, family. He's already revealed it. But have you went through the processes to, first of all, get in the right position and know, you know what? I'm not waiting on you to tell me I'm called. I've been called. He called me. I'm not waiting for you to predestine me. I've already been predestined. How can a man outdo God's time? That's another one. Gets us in trouble. Always trying to outdo God's time. See, we're slack to time because all we want to do is waste time. We're slack to time because we're not making up time. We're slack to time because we don't respect time. Now, I'm not all that. I'm not. I'm just like you. But I do want one thing I practice, and I do pretty good at it, is managing my time. I get this all the time. Man, how you get that done, man? I could never do that. I'd be like, yes, you could. How, man? Tell me. Well, I know about 50 people right now say they already know what I'm going to say. You got the same 24 hours in a day that I do. What are you doing with your time? Are you spending your time horizontally, which you'll waste all day? You'll never make up no time because your time is just according to minutes, hours that turn into days, that turn into weeks, that turn into months. Okay. And now we get bound and in bondage of time of this world, and we have no time for God. Because, see, God wants our time all the time. God is requiring us to, Isaiah 30:21, that says, this is the way, his time. Walk in it. Psalms 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What steps? Steps in time. 2 Corinthians 6:2 tells us about an accepted time. See, there's a predestined time. God predestined you, but don't you know there's an accepted time for it to come to pass? No, you cannot rush God's time. See, most of us are either ahead of God or behind God. We're spinning, going nowhere. Look at it like this. You're on a bicycle. You like riding bikes. And you pumping. You got a good momentum going. And the chain breaks. But you're going so good. You got your headphones on. It never hit you on the leg or anything. It just popped and broke off. But you still got your momentum going. You're still pedaling. You're still pedaling. But all of a sudden, you start to lose some power. You're still pedaling, but you're starting to slow down. And before you know it, you're going nowhere. See, that's what most of us are, is that we are going around the circumstances instead of going through in time, that accepted time, that where my steps of, because I'm a good man and you're a good woman, my steps are ordered by what? The Lord. Because my time is not reserved on earth. My time, 1 Peter 1:4 says, is reserved in heaven. And here's something else you need to know about time. We already said in Ecclesiastes, but a lot of people want to go to the next level and say, well, you know, how can you prove it? Because everything's already done. Because see, when you live in him, all you live is by his what? Time. You know, you can listen. You can walk. You don't have to stumble. You can stay focused, and you can follow God. Go to Ephesians 5. Watch this. Verse 1. Excuse me. Sinuses. Jesus. Ephesians 5:1. Come on, let's get in time. When? Therefore, be followers of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. See, when you follow God, you're in God's time. But it doesn't happen overnight. And that's the encouraging thing, is that we have to do work. We have to know that now is the time that God can sow into us a perception. That now we can take action. We know we can make decisions now that will last now. And let the future be the future and the past. See that now, 0 to 5 seconds. Facts are now. Facts are past. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, Hebrews 11:1. The evidence of things what? Not seen. See, he puts it in you to know that you better look forward. Don't look back. Stay focused and know that God's thoughts for you are great. God's grace for you is so awesome in time when you become a follower and understanding that when you make up time, you're not pleasing man, you're pleasing God. One good thing about this is that it will help you in your physical life because you'll never be late for work again. something else. It will help you at home because you'll never be late for. You'll be on time for everything. Watch this. When you get involved with God's time, you'll learn how to respect the world's time. Because just because you're in the world don't mean you have to be like the world. The world is full of excuses. The world is full of mistakes. The world is full of negativity. But when you stay in the spirit of God, when now, finally, I'm strong in the Lord now because I'm in his time. I'm chosen. Come on, somebody just question yourself again. And I'm going to be saying this a lot this season. Every little question come up in your spirit that it ain't true. You better tell yourself it is. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you can no longer allow yourself to be distracted with the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the mites and the hopes. When it comes up that it's a question in it, you better go before the Lord and say, no, Lord, I need confirmation in the spirit, because that old enemy is trying to pull me over to the doubt side, to the fear side. But the Bible says we have not been given a what? Spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. See, when you get your mind in order, you get your time in order. And now we can be truly predestined. My prayer today for you, my prayer today for me, is that we first of all know that we can't be slack when it comes to God's time. And we have to utilize every second we have to tell somebody to come on in. And it's not that we're waiting for them, but God's waiting for them. We have to preach the sermons across this nation, across this world, that Jesus is the one holding this thing up. Satan has nothing to do with it. Nope, man doesn't have nothing to do with it. Jesus is the one holding this thing up because his desire is that all are saved. He wouldn't have came for all if he didn't want all to be saved. Now, family, as we grow in this broadcast of less talk about Jesus, let's really talk some serious stuff about what Jesus would want us to talk about. Saving our brothers, saving our sisters. I don't care what they did. That's not your business. Get into the saving business. Get into the self-examination business. And then there's nothing else to worry about because you will now be in the pleasing business. The ultimate goal is to be pleasing and acceptable in Jesus' sight. And it's okay for us to honor each other. But we need accolades that God is getting the best. And people have to know, even when they pat you on the back, that you're going to get out the way and say, no, we're going to honor God in this. Because first of all, you already know I wouldn't be here without him. Second of all, I couldn't have did it without him. Thirdly, you know, he did it all. I'm just a vessel. And fourthly, I'm nothing. Oh, my God, my God, my God, I'm nothing. Every time I think of something, every time you think of something. See, when you get in the right time with God, is the nothing zone. Because now it's all him and not you. Let's talk. Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for this extended opportunity to share your love through your word. We thank you today, Lord, that it's not by power, not by might, not by Pastor E, not by the Now Network name, but by your spirit that you have released us to be a mouthpiece for you. We're honored. But we thank you today that something has been said to change. Something has been said to rearrange. Something has been said to bless someone's life today. That they do not leave this place the same, but change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of your mind. And Lord, we ask right now, if there's anybody on this broadcast that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, and now they have a burning in their spirit to know more about you, please dial 1. We want to invite you in, get your starter pack, get you on the right path that you can come on in to the other side. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. Let's talk Jesus. Family, thank you for joining us today. We will be continuing every Monday. This first month or first 30 days or 31 days of January, we'll be just sharing and getting back on the same page in principle. Time is one of the most important things for us to all be in agreement about. And then in February, we're going to open it up for guests. The lines will be start to be open. We'll be communicating. If there's something you need to say now and it's just desperate, dial one right now. If you need prayer, dial one right now. But basically, we just wanted to keep this first month just simple and just let the Lord flow through us and then release you guys to enjoy the rest of your Monday evening. Family, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you, but I can do nothing for you. God can. He'll take care of you even when the other folks turn you away. Love you.
One time, say he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friend can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like a pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening. Yeah. 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 Say. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not always been what I needed to be. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still it loving.
Just look at
me.
How far.
Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's alright.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's alright.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
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 Y'all keeping this thing going, I tell you what.